The deaths were recorded in Fort Pierce, where the hurricane ripped through a retirement community and a number of survivors there had to be rescued by authorities. Officials spent much of Thursday morning assessing the damage and the impact on residents. The hurricane tore the roof off a Major League Baseball stadium and a crane slammed into a nearby building, both in St. Petersburg. More than 3.3 million people in the state were without power hours after Milton left the west coast of Florida. The governor, Ron DeSantis, says the storm was significant, but thankfully not the worst-case scenario, adding that Milton weakened before making landfall. Mitch McCann, St. Augustine, Florida.